Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, in the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace, to really learn to once again live from our heart center and be radiating centers of peace, harmony, and prosperity, and to do so under grace. Before we begin today's meditation, we'll start with today's message from God from the book of the same title. Look beyond the storm. Get the message. Be grateful. Look beyond the storm. Get the message. Be grateful. You know, I'm sure I don't need to remind us that we have just been through and are continuing to go through this economic crisis in the physical 3D world. It appears that life as we've known it in every sector of the economy is falling apart. Millions of jobs, almost millions of jobs in less than half a year have been lost in America alone. The real estate economy, the housing values in my area alone are going $3,000 a month going down in value. The credit market, one thing after another. Storms. Life brings us storms. And I would share with you, storms, we think of them as weather, especially if you lived in more northern climates. And yet we have it here in the tropics. Wind, rain, snow, thunder, physical things. They're attributed to being a strong disturbance, an attack, if you will, as if your fortress, in from a personal perspective, our foundation seems to be falling apart, pulling apart, breaking apart, being under attack. And the word storm, emotionally, it's a sudden rage or anger, and you may have responded that way in an upset that you had no idea where it came from. And it may be happening, maybe now you're handling it on the outside area, but we're asked to look on the inner. Have we also handled the inner rage and upset? Storms oftentimes bring up fear. And I would share with you that the life lessons that come forth as storms are really opportunities to realign ourselves at a higher level with spirit. It seems to be the way we learn, that we're given this opportunity to learn the lesson or not. And you know the saying, in essence, that if you don't learn the lesson, it's bound to come back again at a higher and higher level, meaning more intensity, a stronger and stronger level, a bigger and bigger storm, until you get the lesson. I think it's called the spiritual 2x4. We have probably had enough. And we are told to not repeat the storm. It's about our looking beyond the storm, not just looking at it on a literal level, but to really get it. We're told, get the message. Get it. Feel gotten. Feel it emotionally inside of you. Feel that you understand what's happening. Not that it's happening to you. It's happening for your good. It's happening for humanity's good. For us to respond to things in life from a different place. From each person looking out for themselves and doing anything at any cost, at anyone's expense, things that seem to have catapulted the current wave of storms, greed, competition, a lack of compassion, a lack of awareness, how interconnected we are. If you create someone else to get hurt, we will all get hurt. If you do something so you gain and someone loses, we eventually will all lose, including whoever started the process of selfishness to gain out of greed. Feel gotten. Feel understood. Understand the message, not about them and what they did wrong. Understand the message for you. If you are being affected, there's something in you, probably an unconscious thought form, a belief, that things like this are to happen. And even though you live your life a different way, it's about releasing this unknown emotional, almost like in your DNA, chemical reaction inside of you that causes this pain, this suffering, this emotional upset. Get the message. What is it that struck you in this storm? And we're told the formula to release this pain, this storm, these storms from our life ever again. Anyways, these lessons. We're told to be grateful. It is only in gratefulness that we may truly grow as spiritual beings in this human existence. That is the path of our evolution of our consciousness. Be grateful. So today we will hold this message to know that I am grateful for this release that's coming up because of this physical stuff that's happening, this emotional release, this spiritual stuff, these thought forms that I had no idea were a part of me, even though I'm living my life a different way, that somehow, some way, I took on. And be grateful for this opportunity to release them now, to get the message, so I may be who I've always intended to be, who I came into this world to be, divine child of God, living in peace, harmony, and prosperity from the inside out. That's the real message here. So many of us, not necessarily aware of it, have been living from the outside in. As long as things were peaceful, harmonious, and appear to be prosperous, you know, we didn't worry about things that cost money. That's outside living. We are asked, this new evolution, to live from the inside out, to truly live in peace, harmony, and prosperity from the inside out, to cleanse our thought forms that are embedded in our subconscious minds. And these storms bring them up and allow us this opportunity to heal, to be whole, to be one inside of ourselves, and therefore truly connected with humanity at a higher level, so we may all prosper in the energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And so we'll hold this message in mind today, in our inner mind today, as we go into today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Breathe into your heart center. Nice, long, deep, and yet gentle breaths. Allow yourself to feel you are breathing in the light rays from the sun that shines most gloriously outside of us now. We are breathing in inspired breath. This is the message. Inspired communication. Inspired, breathe in the life force within yourself. Breathe in the divine inside yourself. Breathe in the message of our times and of our life inside yourself. Follow this ray, these rays of gold and white light as you breathe them in to your heart center now in absolute peace. Knowing your breath and this divine light are doing the work. All you need to do is be here. Be. Open up your I am presence now under grace. Perhaps extend your arms out to your angel being, your angel wings. Feel your chest expand. Allow that much more space for this inspired breath. Divine life force energy flowing from the sunlight outside, the universe outside, into the universe deep inside of you now. Following this golden light, divine thread, that no matter whatever happens, is always here for you. Feel gratefulness, knowing that whatever storm you've been through, may be going through right now, have ever gone through or may ever go through again, the light is always here. The sun, the moon, they are always here. They are here inside of you. For those rays of light that shine upon us are really a reflection of the world, the cosmos, inside of you. Breathe into your heart center. Reconnect with the sun and or the moon inside of you. Breathe into this light. Know your oneness with all that is. Know that you're one with the wisdom of the universe, now and always. Allow this golden light inside of you that may be filled with many other colors. Allow it to expand by continuing to breathe into this light. Breathe into this pure light, this divine love light that resides inside the cosmos who is you. You are one with divine love. Allow this light to expand in a beautiful, huge globe within you. With every breath, it becomes larger and larger, filling your entire inner being. And since your arms may still be expanded out, stretched out, see and feel this golden white light stretches a huge, huge globe inside of you, all the way from the center of your being, filling your hands, as if you're holding this golden globe inside of you, stretches in 360 degrees all around you, bathing you, this pure, divine love light, huge, high vibration. Breathe this vibration of love within you, without you. in and around and through you now. And in the circle of golden white light, see whatever storm you may be facing. See whatever storm you may be facing anywhere where you may feel the slightest attack. Maybe the storm you've recently gone through, emotional upset about your relationships, about your finances, about your career, about your business, anything that felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath you and you weren't sure of your foundation of safety. See that now, that moment may be over, and we're asked to see beyond that moment and bathe that entire experience in divine love, so we may transform the emotional residue that may be lingering in your DNA, if you will. Send it love. Send it the divine love, the inspired breath, the golden light. All is well. All is well. You are safe. Thank it for the message. For the message that you had the slightest feeling that you were not safe, so you may heal that feeling now. Heal that feeling, whatever it is. See that moment again. See that moment again. And from this inner place, this place of divine truth, simply ask it, why did it show up? What was its message? What was the message? What did it want you to know? That you are safe? That you are secure? That you are gifted, that you are loved, that things are easy, the universe is here to support you, you don't need to work so hard, all is well, life is easy, you think it is here. What is the message? You are whole. You are healthy. You are loved. Life is good. You are safe. You are beautiful. You are magnificent. Things are right. The world is right. You have more than enough. All is well. You are creative. You have resources. You have more than enough. Your friends are here for you. The universe is here for you. You are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. All is well. All is well. You are loved. You are loved. You are loving. Feel that love. Feel such gratefulness to receive the truth of what is. It's not enough to get through the storm. It's to get the message behind the storm. It's not enough to pull yourself up, as they say, by your bootstraps, or whatever that saying is. It's to get the message so you may live your life in true peace, harmony and prosperity from an inner knowingness now. Be grateful now. Be thankful now. Not that you survived and got through it. Be grateful to get the message, to feel gotten. The universe knows exactly what you needed to grow yourself spiritually, to evolve consciously, to be all you are meant to be in this lifetime, to fulfill your life purpose now. Things are not falling apart. You are growing. Be grateful. As you continue to breathe to this golden globe and feel it inside and out of you, a part of you, one with you, feel grateful. Feel the energy of gratefulness. Feel it tingling through every cell and atom of your being, through your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head, your scalp, radiating from every hair follicle. Feel grateful. Feel that tingling, knowing the transformation is taking place now, for it can only happen when you get the message. You feel gotten, and you feel so grateful. The universe does understand you. It does know you, and the universe, the divine life force, source, is here for you now under grace. And now we breathe into that knowingness. Breathe into that golden white globe of light within you and outside of you, for you are connected from your sun moon center inside of you to sun moon center outside of you. You are one with the universe, with the divine force, with the God force, with the life force, with source. You are a golden child of God who is always protected, always guided, always nourished. Peace, harmony, and prosperity are yours by divine right. Feel, be grateful now. Breathe this gratefulness up from your heart center as you now come back ever so gently. Be conscious of your breath and breathe in and breathe out. I am grateful. As you rise up from the inside out and bring this truth of your being back into this world today, I am grateful. I am loved. I am cared for. I am protected. I am safe. I have more than enough. I am prosperous. I am balanced. I am glorious. I am gifted. I am in the right place. I am
Well, I am strong beyond physical strength. I am compassionate. I am filled with ease and grace. I am happy. I am joy. I am brilliant. I am truly glorious. I am truly blessed. I am grateful. Breathe in all that I am grateful is. Bring your hands together in a grateful position. And say with me to your higher self, to your inner self, to your physical self, I bless you. I thank you. Namaste.
I am that I am. I am love, peace, harmony, prosperity, balance. I am grateful. Thank you. Amen.
Om, and so it is. Have a beautiful, blessed day or night whenever you are listening. Namaste.